News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
On a Valentine's evening. Hello, everybody. I'm Jim Richards. This is News Talk Tonight on the iHeart Talk. Oh, the heart. I forgot about the heart. Oh, yeah. What other talk network would you want to be a part of on Valentine's Day? The iHeart Talk Radio Network. And I think it would be really cheesy if I said I'm your Valentine Day tonight. It always drove me crazy when George Strombolopoulos, that SOB, would always go on TV and go, you're with my boyfriend. Oh, God. Anyway, Richard Krause with his patented laugh. How you doing, Richard?
I'm good, Jim. There's no one I'd rather spend Valentine's Day with on the radio than you.
Isn't that a lie? Well, on the radio. Okay, I believe that on the radio. Okay, yeah. Because I know you have plans, or you're in the middle. You've stepped away from your dinner to call me on your romantic evening. Let's just let everybody believe that. It's interesting. This column, there was a piece in the paper, The Star, a couple of weeks ago, which we're basing this on, the death of the rom-com. I got to say, I'm just looking at recent ones, and they're all star-studded. Your Place or Mine, Ticket to Paradise, Shotgun Wedding, You People. And I would go out of my way if I heard anything good about these, but they all just look garbage. And on top of that, sometimes you can make a garbage movie look good with the trailer. The trailers just look bad. So that has us wondering about the death of the rom-com. Is that something that's a thing?
I don't think the rom-com's dead. I read this article, and Sarah Lang, who wrote it, is someone who I had on when I was hosting your show while you were away. Yep. I had her on, and she's great, and I think she's really insightful, but I think she's just a little bit off the mark on this one. You mentioned a number of rom-coms there, all of which, or most of which, were out just in the last few weeks. So Your Place or Mine, Shotgun Wedding, You People, Somebody I Used to Know. These are all rom-coms that mostly went direct to stream. Ticket to Paradise went to theaters, but it had, you know, old school A-list stars like George Clooney and Julia Roberts in it. Yep. Did very well in theaters. And the thing that is the same about all of these is that by and large, they stay by the rules of the rom-com. So a rom-com isn't about the destination. You know how the rom-com is going to end. Rom-coms are all about the journey. How do you get to the happily ever after at the end? And a lot of the ones that we just mentioned have found kind of new and somewhat interesting ways of keeping this genre alive. Your Place or Mine stars Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon as people that had a one-night stand 20 years ago. They never became romantically involved, but they stayed best of friends. And even though one was living in New York, one was living in LA, then they have to swap houses for the kinds of reasons that only happen in rom-coms. And they discover that they are very much in love with one another. You know that's going to happen. So it's predictable. But what this one does that's kind of interesting is that it's like a bi-coastal When Harry Met Sally. The two stars are rarely ever on the screen at the same time. They don't hold hands. They don't gaze into one another's eyes. They don't do all the stuff that you think of from a rom-com. So it's taking what we think of as a rom-com and just kind of twisting it a little bit. Shotgun Wedding, J-Lo and Josh Duhamel did kind of the same thing by making what I can only imagine is kind of a rarity. It's an action rom-com where they have a destination wedding and the island they were having their wedding on gets invaded by pirates and they have to fight back. And it's kind of a goofy, funny movie that a lot of other people liked a whole lot more than I did. I got a lot of hate mail about my review for that one.
Oh, did you?
But, yeah. People like J-Lo, and I don't blame them, but I didn't like the movie very much. But they are taking the rom-com form and doing something different with it. And I think that means that there's probably some life left in the old form yet.
Okay. There seems to me, and maybe it's just nostalgia, to be a golden age of rom-coms, and that would be Harry Met Sally, Pretty Woman, Notting Hill, although that might not have been the same time, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail. And I think my favorite one recently would be, and it's not even recently, it's probably 10 years old, but I think it's the best one that I can think of from most recent times, is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, and that's probably 10 years old. But I think that The rom-com sort of golden age that you talk about gave us some genuinely charming films. People love Sleepless in Seattle, and they love You've Got Mail and all those films. And they those films, I think, resonated with people in a way that kept them going to rom-coms, even when rom-coms got really crappy, when Katherine Hagel started making, you know, five of them a year, and yeah. Drew Barrymore made more of those than you could shake a stick at. And a lot of those movies weren't very good. And I think that that's what killed the rom-com for a long time. It was just that there was this glut of them out there. So I think, if anything, rather than the rom-com being dead, I think we're seeing a little renaissance of it right now.
Interesting. Okay. Is there a difference between just a good romantic movie and a rom-com?
Well, the humor, yeah. So there's loads of movies out there that you would think of as just sort of straight up romances. And the difference is that they don't make you laugh. There's not a screwball element to them. The predictability isn't there. As I say, rom-coms are about the journey, not the destination. You know where they're going to end up. You know who's going to be with who at the end of them. And so, you know, there's a few things that are really standard in them. There has to be like a meet cute where the couple meets and it's sort of unusual and kind of fun, goofy thing. They fall deeply in love. Then they have some kind of conflict that tears them apart. And then there's usually like a run through an airport when one is about to move to Europe, can't take it anymore. And there's a run through the airport, or, you know, you can put any kind of mode, a train station, doesn't really matter. Exotic locations are good. A lot of them are done in New York City on the Upper West Side. A lot of them are done in Paris. You know, there's always some great stuff to look at in the background, great apartments, great clothes, and the predictable ending. That's a rom-com. A romance can take a lot more different forms, and they generally tend to don't be as strict in their structure.
Okay, so if you were to pick movies for Valentine's, if somebody asked you to curate one or two movies for Valentine's night, do you have favorites, whether they're just a romantic or a rom-com?
I would say if you want to, you know, see things that you can see right now, there's one on, I think it's on HBO. It's called Rosalind, and it's kind of a remake of Romeo and Juliet, but done from a slightly different point of view. And it's really funny, and it's smart, and it's something a little bit unusual. I mean, I think if you want to go kind of old school, Bridget Jones's Diary, in terms of rom-coms, it doesn't really get much better than that. You know, then there's all the classics like we talked about, the Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movies. From years ago, Jerry Maguire is kind of a rom-com. I mean, it you know, I think strays over into being just a straight-up romance a little bit too, but also a really great movie for Valentine's
Day. It's funny, I don't know much about, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but I have no idea what goes on the Hallmark Channel, other than it seems to be a channel more about Christmas than it does, and I guess that's the most sentimental time on the calendar, but it seems to be more about Christmas than it does about just romance and rom-coms. Maybe that isn't its forte, but there seems to be, you know, something about the holidays when people are going to put out Love Actually and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, and for the Hallmark movies, they're all about nostalgia. They're all about small towns, leaving your hectic life behind and moving back to your small town where you grew up, and then you meet the baker who you had a crush on in high school, and he still lives there, and even though you're a high-flying executive in New York City, maybe you can settle down and have a great life, you know, in Washington State somewhere. And, you know, that's a really appealing fantasy for a lot of people, I think, especially, you know, during the last 3 or 4 years when we have lived with all this great uncertainty and unease in our lives. When you watch these Hallmark movies, there's no great surprises. They just want to make you feel good.
Feel good.
And there's no uncertainty. There's nothing that's going to challenge you too much. And I think there's a real market for that. It's not for me particularly, but I get it why people might like them.
Richard, thank you very much. Richard excused himself from the table. His very romantic dinner told his wife that he had to go to the washroom and has been on the phone call with us for 10 minutes. So thank you. That's the way to spend Valentine's Day. Richard,
you'll really be asking questions when I get back. Yeah.
really appreciate it. Have a great night, and we'll hear from you on Friday when we have Does Richard Krause Love These Movies? This is the Valentine's version of the iHeartRadio Network and News Talk Tonight.